Okay, or if you wanted to buy a table, a chair, or something, the kind of store you'd go to would be?
Furniture.
Would you call that furniture or house fixings or plunder?
Furniture, no, furniture.
And something you could have put up in a window to pull down to keep out the light?
Shade.
And the covering on the house is called the?
Roof.
And the things along the edge to carry the water off?
Gutters.
Is that built in or does it hang?
No, they're attached to the face board of the house. They're not built in as such. It's just something extra you put on your home. They're usually built of galvanized metal.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever see a house and an L? You know, the low place where the roof joins?
Mm-hmm.
You'd call that the?
A gable.
And the room at the top of the house, just under the roof?
Attic.
And did you ever hear any other names for kitchen? Or see kitchens built differently, like the kitchen built separate from the rest of the house?
No, I haven't.
And a little room off the kitchen where you could store canned goods and...
Yeah, that was a favorite expression of breakfast room.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. That was, the breakfast room was where you stored things?
Mm-hmm.
Did you eat in the breakfast room, or was it just...
No, not really. It's I don't really know where it got its name. I've always heard it called breakfast room, and then usually underneath the breakfast room was a door. You went to a cellar,
mm-hmm.
which was where it was cooler down there, and of course this was before the days of electric refrigeration, and you could put things down in a cellar that needed to be kept the same temperature.
What sort of things would you put in the cellar?
Well, you'd put jellies. Any type of preserves that you were fixing. You could put hams down there.
Mm-hmm.
You could keep salt bacon down there.
What was salt bacon?
This was bacon that was treated with salt that didn't require refrigeration. In other words, the treatment of salt was what preserved it. It was the same type of bacon that you would fry today, only it was in a slab form, and you treated it with salt,
mm-hmm.
where it would preserve it. You'd keep any kind of jams, jellies, preserves, or anything down there in the cellar that needed to maintain the same temperature, because this was before the seals and things were real tight, and you used to have to put a wax paraffin on top of them.
Mm-hmm.
And if you didn't keep them at a mild temperature, the wax would melt.
What would you call a lot of old worthless things that you had, like old broken furniture?
That were in the home?
Uh-huh. You said that's not good anymore, that's just...
Junk.
Uh-huh.
Oh, junk. Uh-huh.
And a room that could be used to store odds and ends in.
We always refer to it as just a storeroom. I'll catch y'all.
And talking about the daily housework, you say every morning a woman has to do what to the house?
Clean. Chores.
Okay.
Daily housework, yeah. Clean it, chores.
And the thing you sweep with would be a...
Broom.
And if the broom was in the corner and the door was open so that the door was sort of hiding the broom, you'd say the broom was...
Behind the door.
And... Years ago, on Monday, women would get all the dirty clothes together and they'd do the...
Washing.
And on Tuesday, they'd do the...
Ironing.
Huh?
Ironing.
What would they call...
I remember that well.
What would you call a big black thing you'd have out in your yard?
Well, that was a... called a smudge pot, but it was what you built a fire under and...
Uh-huh.
Did your washing, boiled your water. Smudge pot's what I always heard it called.
What about the thing you'd use to heat up water to make tea in?
Kettle.